Hey, grandkids, welcome to another edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. My name is Kevin Frango, and with me, as so often happens, one Mr. Dusty Giebink. How you doing, Dusty?
I'm fine, and apparently you are too, because you sounded pretty happy anyway to be doing this with me instead of some other people who might have been on the podcast, so...
That was just a timing snafu, but it is always nice to go with a different opinion too. We prefer a variety on the site, and for variety's sake, I've talked to Jeremy enough. I talk to him nearly every day. I don't need to talk to him on an audio too.
Yeah. See, people, what happened earlier today was sometime early this afternoon, Kevin rolled into the hardcore porn store and said, I'd like to pawn a slightly used Jeremy Mays. And they said, this really doesn't have any value whatsoever. And, they didn't end up taking him, and so Kevin dumped him in the garbage outside of the store. So that's what happened with Jeremy. And apparently Eric drove by, picked him up, and now it's Eric's problem. So. Meanwhile, I'll
have
the technology graveyard, so I am back and ready to go here.
That is outstanding.
Yes.
Because this type of listening pleasure would not take place without that.
Indeed.
Oh, man. So the big story this week, I say we may as well go off with a bang and finish with a whimper if we don't fill up the allotted time.
Talking about tradition here, Yes.
One Mr. CM Punk seems to be the talk of the WWE universe. Today, and I felt that was the other reason I wanted to record today. He did what a few have done the last several years: gotten the internet riled up and excited about wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely, and he is certainly the toast of the town this week. He dared to be interesting, which is very rare in wrestling these days.
Did you think, in my little half-assed, definitely live and half-assed review here, I thought he lost me for a little bit during the promo. Do you think that he meandered at all, or were you all aboard for this one?
Well, no, I wasn't all aboard. I thought there was some meandering, and I'm very concerned with work shoots and the possibility that this is going over the head of the casual fan, because they're the ones whose money you're life depends on. The internet fan is going to spend their fucking money and watch your show no matter what, because they're hopelessly addicted nerds, you know? So there's always a risk with a work shoot that it's going to go over the heads of the people that it should be selling to. So.
When I was reading this morning, Caldwell made at least somewhat of a similar point. He didn't really frame it as well as you did.
Okay, well, some might say he is a worse writer than I am. I don't know who that would be. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be a couple people. You know what? I think that there is still... enough there, especially with if he can focus it up on Cena more in the coming weeks.
Yep.
I don't think that would be a problem,
right?
Honestly. That I think he'll get him in. The thing that I'm almost more concerned about is if it is all a work and he doesn't actually leave after the pay-per-view, what is his value? Like, he's been able to really stand by his values for the most part. His whole tenure in the WWE.
Yep.
So that I think that worries me more than it going over too many people's heads, especially with how many people hate Cena just in general these days. Voice their displeasure. Maybe they're still wearing John Cena shirts, which we have been witness to. But,
Much to our consternation, but yeah, he is the classic mixed reaction guy. So there's definitely a mutiny looming for John Cena. CM Punk positioning himself as the anti-Cena is really a good spot for him to be in, if ever the shit hits the fan with that.
Oh, that would... I don't know why I was just actually picturing shit hitting a fan.
And John Cena standing in front of the fan, right? So.
Yes. He should be in front of that fan. Large fan with horse manure. Because even I've gotten off the defense bandwagon. Like, I will admit to being... one of the last defense bandwagon guys, but yeah, man, things have been just terrible. And Jeremy kept on talking about the gimmick matches that he was in, and this, right before this match happened, I'm like, holy shit, this is another gimmick match that he's in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they wasted a shit ton of time setting up. Like, that match wasn't even that long to start with. Before Punk interfered, and it was just like, oh my lord, like, at least a good 2 out of the 6 minutes was spent rearranging furniture.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, I've even got to admit the errors of my way. where was
this? Is great. The audio is for coming clean on a number of things.
And I was trying to figure out how else to move that into a question. I was like, oh, I kind of left everything hanging at that point.
Yeah, you kind of did. Oh, for fuck's sake. Now we got this going on. Yeah. Bark, bark, bark at each other. That's great. Go away! Oh, my God.
Well,
I turned completely into Jeremy. What the hell happened to me?
My two are peacefully passed out on the floor currently.
God, I'm overreacting stress guy now. God.
Oh, it all happens to the best of us.
Oh my God.
Tear
my hair out. Do you ever think about what you're gonna look like when you go bald? Like, are you gonna get that like Rams helmet thing? Or is it just gonna gradually go backwards, you know?
I always pray that it's supposed to come from your mother's side, right?
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather had his hair until he had chemo in his late 70s, so I'm feeling okay about my chances.
Okay.
I've got to admit, I do not think about that very much.
It just entered my mind right now, my brilliant brain, so.
Oh.
Anywho, we can get back to wrestling now, maybe. If I feel like it.
Yeah. You know what? I a decent way to tie this together. Cena's been having gimmicky matches. CM Punk Yet again, maybe not all great, but his last three matches have been with Rey Mysterio, and him and Mysterio seem to have a great chemistry together. Do you think he can drag a good match out of John Cena at the pay-per-view?
I think if anybody on the roster can, it'd be him. John Cena really can't have a good match without some kind of bells and whistles. It's like putting Cool Whip on a pig, you know? Like, well, I like Cool Whip, and pig is all right to eat, but it's, like, not cooked, you know? Unless Jewish, of course. I've just offended all the Jewish listeners here.
They're still missing out on the pork department, so, you know, it's okay.
Right. Yeah, I took a beliefnet.com quiz to find out what my religion is, and I came up 100% Jewish, but there's absolutely no way that can be true because I'm not giving up pork product.
Yeah, as you shouldn't. That is tasty, tasty stuff.
But to go back to Cena, no, I mean, hardly anyone can have a good match with him at this point. He's just not a good worker. But if anybody can, it'd be Punk. And they're going to need some kind of dog and pony show thing in order to make it work. You know, Punk is not a miracle worker.
Yeah, and... you know, since it's at Money in the Bank, I'm not sure, are those going to be the only two matches with stipulations? Do you think there's a possibility that they
I
go with that?
Possibility, yeah. Let's add some furniture to the mix, you know. Definitely a strong possibility there.
Yeah, I would guess since I think it'd be fitting if they decided to go just with a regular old plain ladder match, because it would be very similar to a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No,
if that...
I remember from way back in the day when I was reviewing SmackDown, and Cena was early on in his run, and all of his SmackDown matches were exactly the same. You know, he's just very limited as a worker. He never really got to third gear. So that's the problem with him.
Yeah, he creates a lot of motion, but he really doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah. If you sit there and analyze, like, what's he doing? Well, nothing, really. It's like Kevin Nash. What the hell does Kevin Nash ever do in a match? Nothing.
A back elbow.
Back elbow and flick his hair back. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see him live.
Right. Yeah.
It's a Resolution. That'll be just peachy.
Nice.
Pro Wrestling Ohio. Okay. Anywho. yeah, no, I think that would be interesting to see if they do include a gimmick for their match. Because that would make it kind of all the more entertaining in a way. And Punk might stand a better chance of getting something out of him then.
Sure, exactly. And, you know, it's a big title match type of thing, so you can justify it that way too. Dress it up a little bit. I don't know. But if it's a regular match, it's only going to get to a certain level because Cena can only ever get to a certain level. Now, of course, you know, work rate does not equal drawing money. So, in a way, it doesn't matter at all, you know. The fans who love Cena aren't going to care if he has a poor match. But just from an entertainment standpoint, let's throw some furniture in there.
I don't know if I'm kind of working backwards at this point. Since we're already talking about the match. But is there any way that verbally John Cena can match with one Mr. Punk?
Absolutely not. There's no way. He never takes anything seriously enough. So he's going to crack some jokes and be sarcastic, and that's going to have to be good enough.
Yeah, you know, it's you would hope that after he ends up interacting with The Rock,
mm-hmm.
and now CM Punk,
yeah.
who,
yeah,
both in a way kind of have a similar style.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little more witty and a little, well. I'm trying to think of a better way to put that now. Because I don't know if style's the right word for me.
Okay.
Because, they both just deliver really good promos. And, you know, Punk's doing it PG
yep.
for the most part. And Rock, I mean, seriously, like, his ass really, whatever. Like, that's fine. That's
yeah.
PG as far as I'm concerned. Like, The Rock really didn't go blue on any of his interviews.
Right, right.
It's one of those things where, like, The Rock, and I don't know if I'm equating this to In the Ring, but The Rock learned how to wrestle from the man who should not be mentioned, Chris Benoit.
Sure.
And you would think that maybe after working with you know, probably one of the best in the game ever there in The Rock,
mm-hmm.
that John Cena would find it in himself to better himself. Like, The Rock didn't need to get better in the ring. The guy was way over by the time he worked with Benoit. Like, he didn't need to get better.
Sure.
But, you know what? He wanted to be the best, and he applied himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
just
we claim
like,
Cena's
just like back in the day, putting Bobby Heenan with Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect certainly didn't need Bobby Heenan. He could talk just fine on his own, but it rounded out his act and added a new dimension to it. So, trying to draw a parallel here.
Gotcha. Do you think that that it would help to round out Cena's act if he? Well, I mean, I guess if he kind of changed his promo style.
He has to, I think. It's just not serious enough. If you're a mid-card act, you can be as funny as you want to be, I guess. But if you're the world champion. When time comes to sell the match, you need to be serious. There's too much ha-ha in today's wrestling for me. And John Cena's like the biggest offender of that. He's just, he needs to take things more seriously. His belt is on the line, you know. If the belt means something to him, he should take it seriously. Instead, it's all like sarcasm and bad jokes. Well, I don't know. I think that's a problem.
Yeah, no. I'm just starting to think of him now as a main event Matt Hardy.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Like, Matt Hardy, and, well, yeah, this is another show that I did sometime along the line. I said that, oh, it's right after he went to TNA. It was like Matt Hardy got to a certain level and he said, I'm great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just kind of like Cena's at that level. You know, he's obviously at a different level than Matt Hardy was.
Yeah, he made it to a higher level, but still he got stagnant. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, dude, like, after working with both of these guys, like, it would be nice to see that, like, and I guess that's the, also in my write-up there this morning, I was talking about how if Punk really does leave at the end of this, you know, we'll lose a lot of quality, and Cena still, like, he'll have less reason to step up his game, honestly.
Exactly right. A long feud with Punk that lasts over the course of several pay-per-views is really what the doctor ordered for him. So that Punk's best attributes can rub off on Cena. Now, if Punk disappears, then that's one less serious challenger for him and one less reason to be serious. So, yeah, what you said was perfect there.
Yeah, well, and I guess this is all predicated on one question that that I guess I haven't asked. I mean, we know that at least the promo was probably, you know, given an okay for the most part.
Sure.
Is he actually toast after the pay-per-view?
Is he actually what?
Is CM Punk actually going to take off after the pay-per-view?
I think he probably will. If even for a brief amount of time, just to heal himself up and, you know, whatever. Just take some time off and recharge your batteries.
Yeah, so you would imagine that he would be back then.
He will be back at some point, months down the road.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I guess I hadn't really thought about it that much, honestly.
Yeah, sure.
And, yeah, no, it really seems like he's gone. And at least, I guess I kind of started off this way. Like, I think his kind of values, in a way, I'm seeing Yarmir Yager news, and I have outpeed myself, so.
What's going on with him?
He may re-sign with the Penguins. Supposedly they have given him an offer, and they're going to hear from him on Wednesday.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it would be great to bring him back and let him finish up his NHL career in the Kellers that he started in.
It doesn't, I mean, I don't know a lot about hockey, but I do know Yarmir Yager, and it just seems appropriate that he would finish his career there.
Yeah, no, he kind of had a falling out when he left, but I think everyone's ready for a reunion.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Yep.
Yeah, no, like, and it, like, this whole thing, like, I guess the promo to me, in hindsight, would lose a little bit of its luster if he ended up sticking around.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like they know that's where they're headed towards, and that's why they did it. Now, I haven't verified this, but I've read that they've taken him off the WWE.com roster page, and they've taken him off of Facebook, so...
Yeah, well, and you know what? I just clicked on a story right before this, and it said the latest development is that his suspension, they have reached an agreement so that he can fulfill the remaining dates prior to Money in the Bank. Yeah, that's kind of funny, especially considering. Did you read any of the spoilers from the coming Raw?
No, I didn't.
Okay. there's a whole. Without getting into it too much, there's a whole talk about Punk's suspension between Vince McMahon and John Cena.
Okay.
And if the WWE put this news up, it's kind of like, okay, then this doesn't mean anything.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, no, I mean, I understand that they know that the news leaked out of what's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
But what's the point of doing that?
Yeah, yeah, good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know you're as clueless as I am. It's just like,
no,
huh?
You're right. No, there's no way I can give you an answer on that. No.
Oh, man. So, yeah, no, I found that interesting. I was like, oh, what's the point then? Like, you just did all that TV stuff for nothing.
Right.
Including next week's Raw.
Yeah. Which exists for no purpose, which is always nice.
Hey. Yes. Well, I don't know. Is there anything else to this story that I haven't hit on that needs to be uncovered?
Well, no, I guess the only thing we can do is wait and see if this is really it for him. Because to me, that's the story, you know, if he's gone or if he's staying. And if he's staying, where the hell do they go from there?
Yeah, that's a very critical hinge in all of this. And,
I mean, if he's staying, he just blew up the bridge he's going to need to cross, you know?
Yeah. Although that was, you know, the other thing that I thought about was, I remember that somebody saying, even back in ECW, that Vince McMahon liked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been another kind of odd part of this whole thing. I'm like, I was like, I wonder what happened to that status.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just pure speculation, so.
Well, you have to assume if all of this was scripted out, Vince McMahon gave the thumbs up on it. And as further correlation to that, if he approved to everything that Punk said, he must have gotten a kick out of it, you know? The guy has a bizarre sense of humor, so he probably got a big bang out of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's one thing that occasionally gets forgotten for some reason or another, his bizarre sense of humor.
Yeah, and he likes messing with the internet crowd, so this goes hand in hand with that. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Sue, with that in order, is there anything else on Raw that was worth talking about?
God, I don't think so. I don't know. Shawn Michaels? You want to just mention Shawn Michaels was on there? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels was on there.
Good boy.
Yeah, they continue to yo-yo my fellow Kent Stater. Mr.
Yep.
Ziggler,
yep.
Another one of those reasons that nobody's going anywhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and getting back to Shawn Michaels, hey, it's Drew McIntyre. Bye, Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, so much for being the chosen one.
Yeah, that didn't work so good.
Oh, and you know what? I didn't get an answer to this, and I will ask you it. I know I'm going back to the CM Punk thing.
Okay.
And I guess I know one reason, but do you have any idea why CM Punk was wearing a Steve Austin shirt when he did this whole promo?
And then on Twitter, Steve Austin praised the promo as one of the best he's ever heard. So,
yeah, and I know that him and Steve...
Definitely one of those X-Files, the truth is out there moments.
Yeah, and I know that they had traded some barbs online, and they were probably both amused by it.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things that it's just like, this is really weird.
Yeah, it is. Now, if he really wanted to shoot, he should have wore a Colt Cabana shirt. Now, that would have really done something.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome. Hi, how you doing, Colt? Oh, man. Oh, you know what? There was one other thing worth mentioning. The six-man tag match.
Okay.
What did you think about it?
Can I plead I fell into a coma?
Oh, okay.
Don't care about anything that happened on Raw whatsoever besides what we just talked about?
Outstanding.
Okay.
Well, then, yeah, then there's no reason to continue these shenanigans unless, I don't know, we didn't really prepare a whole lot of news to talk over. And, wow, I think most of the news happened last week anyway.
Did you guys talk about Chavo?
Oh, no, of course we didn't, because that happened on Friday.
Okay, so hold on a sec here. Let me get my aluminum foil, and I'm going to fashion myself a tinfoil hat. Okay, got it on here. There has to be a reason. My tinfoil hat just fell off, but you get the idea. Yes, I did actually cut myself some aluminum so I can make the noise on the audio. We do plant things out here. I have no life, but anyway, there has to be a reason that he was on the roster for as long as he was. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, he was obviously connected with Eddie, and he was connected with Benoit. So if there were shady dealings with those deaths, and he knows the truth, then they keep him on the roster, on the payroll, so that the truth doesn't come out. Okay? Now I will metaphorically take my tinfoil hat off that already fell off and say, you know, why the hell are they going to keep paying a guy when they obviously have no use for him? And isn't it interesting that he had to ask for his release and that they had no intention of actually releasing him? Just all seems weird to me.
Yeah, and well, yeah, I mean, I guess that is the one thing that could be pulled off the table there, like, oh, okay, you want to leave?
Yeah, right?
Then you've definitely got to shut up about this. Yeah. I'm sure there might be a little more to some findings there that might be a bit of a problem.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, wow. Really? I mean, Chavo Guerrero?
Yeah.
Like, how does Vicky not know that, I guess? Or is she just getting paid to be quiet these days, too?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how far it would extend to. But she's actually useful, you know? She's got that character down pat. And they're actually using her steadily on one of the TV shows. So, I don't know. The Chavo thing is just baffling to me.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have thought of it had I not gone to the torch there to bruise for news really quick. I was amused that they were wondering how the WWE would address Chavo missing from NXT.
Shut up! For heaven's sake! I'm doing it because I'm on audio and I'm trying to make myself seem cool. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like all of a sudden he went missing. On the one thing they were using him for. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, and his poor last run is going to be against Mr. Sloppy Ass Sin Cara.
Yeah. Mr. Sloppy, is that what you called him?
Yeah.
That is excellent. Not Mr.
Yeah.
Perfect, Mr. Sloppy. Mr.
Yeah,
in no way whatsoever perfect.
Heck, I was fully amused that they had to hype him up by saying that they had a comic book about his life in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of piss-poor standards of wrestling they have in Mexico, but if he has a comic book, their standards
are pretty...
Who
would be the American equivalent?
Wow, a high flyer that misses a lot of spots?
Yeah. Everybody on the TNA roster?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even throw... give a hard time to a couple of the guys from PWO, but
yeah.
I'm not sure that they miss as many spots as Sin Cara. Like, I'm pretty sure they don't miss as many spots as Sin Cara does.
No, I'm sure they don't. They take pride in what they do, and they try to be proficient at it, and Sin Cara just seems like, let's try this, you know?
Yeah, like,
that,
he tries to beat way too fast just on his own.
Yeah.
It's
I can't
like a,
stand that kind of wrestling. I mean, you know, it's a good thing I wasn't born in Mexico, I guess, because I don't know, it completely lost me. I think sometimes they try to do that sort of thing during women's matches, too. Where they just try to do everything, you know?
Yeah. As much as Kelly is improved, they definitely try to add the flash to her matches by having her do that spinning head scissors, and it's...
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Of course, she actually executes it probably better than Sin Cara does, though, which is a sad, sad statement.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Poor Chavo. He gets his release, and I don't know what does he do at this
point.
Well,
I mean,
does Ring of Honor, TNA.
Maybe he goes to Mexico. Maybe he can ride any sort of notoriety wave he might have into some cash in Mexico. I mean, you know, I don't know how much name value he really has. I don't really think he fits in with Ring of Honor. So I guess the alternative would be jobbing to Abyss.
Getting lumped into the X Division and being in the same position that you were in the WWE.
Yeah, exactly. But he will swear to you that he is more happy because he has artistic freedom here. So.
Oh, yes, he will be immensely happier.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I think on that note, I am gassed out.
You are gassed. You are like the ultimate warrior after running to the ring.
Yes, Yes, I am. So I am going to go grab a sippy time beer, and you can sign us off.
Okay. Well, for Kevin DeFrango, for Jeremy Mays being pawned off and rejected, and for Eric Nelson riding by in his jalopy and picking him up, I am Dusty Giebink. This has been Stunt Granny Audio Number Who Gives a Fuck, and we'll try to do better next time.